This is a well-known sound of a combustion engine in specific drive mode, and it clearly tells the user, hey, I'm a sports car, and I like driving, and I make fun if I drive, and I give you the feedback that you need to drive the vehicle. My name is Markus Botten, and I'm from the company Neosonic in Germany, and I'm going to present a workshop on the sound of immobility. What will be the sound of the future of our electric vehicles at the Audio Branding Academy Day in 2016. Now, you've heard the sound of the combustion vehicle, and when we go now to electric vehicles, the sound is completely different. In positive, people say, well, it's not noisy, so very low-level sound. In negative, they say, this sounds like a tram. Now, as we all know, vehicles are mainly sold by emotional aspects, and all that is related to emotional aspects is completely gone in electric vehicles. Also, we don't have the feedback anymore which we need to drive the vehicle, and if we take a look to the exterior, the warning of pedestrians is gone. This is why some years ago it came clear that we need some sound for electric vehicles. First in the exterior in order to warn the people around it, but also in the interior. So we in the company of Neosonic work on that topic since some years, and we've gained some experience in that field, which we want to transmit and which we want to deliver on the workshop. The situation in the automotive industry changed a lot with the introduction of these electric vehicles, because automotive industries had really little experience in how to deal with those sounds. What they have done in the past is that they took the sound of the vehicle, the sound of the engine, and they could apply some modifications to the sound. Now the task is completely different. A sound has to be designed from scratch, from nothing, and it has to be a very creative work. And furthermore, the sound which has to be created has to be able to really work for a long time. So it's not a short jingle, it's not a small effect in a movie that we all know. It has to be a sound which we can drive with for hours and for years. And this really is a completely new requirement that came to automotive industry and which overwhelmed automotive industries. But it's the same on the other side, so it's a completely new task for sound designers, and this is why there are really not a lot of specialists in that field. So when we talk about the task to make this automotive sound design, we really have to tackle first, and this is what we will do in the workshop, talk about what is automotive sound, what is it worth for, what is it used for, and what's the importance of that sound. We will talk about that. Second thing which is very, very important is the new possibilities of that sound design. Automotive industries is looking for a brand sound of their vehicle since decades. So a Porsche should sound like a Porsche, a BMW like a BMW, and a Harley Davidson, of course, should sound like a Harley Davidson. This, again, is all gone with electric vehicles. They all sound more or less similar, equivalent, so there's no differentiation between the brands. On the other side, when we start to synthesize sounds, the field is completely open. So we can now create brand identities for automotive industries. And this is a real challenging and interesting field. So we have to make driving sounds, which are able to drive in a vehicle dynamically in all driving conditions. It has to be interesting, and it has to be a brand sound. So real interesting things, and which comes on top is the legal aspects, because exterior sound for electric vehicles will get a requirement by legislation. So they have to emit in the low speed range sounds to the exterior in order to warn passengers. So this is also something which is very important then for our society, because we don't want to pollute the environment with additional sounds, but we want to make the sound scheme in our cities better. So sound design can help here too. So I just mentioned that automotive industries doesn't have a lot of experience with that creation of sounds, and because this is a new task for them. So normally people who work in automotive industries do not really make sound design like this. So it's really a kind of new job opportunity which opens up in that field. On the other side, of course, the sound designers have to learn more, about what a driving vehicle is. This is new for the sound designers. So both fields really have to approach, and we will discuss that in the workshop also. Finally, what we need is a new kind of tooling. When we normally make sound design, we make it statically. So we make sound design on our computers, and then we can listen to it, and then we can further develop it. Here we are performing sound design for a driving vehicle, so we have to perform the sound design in the vehicle while it's driving. We need a new tool chain for that, also considering that the time for creating sounds in a vehicle, in a prototype vehicle, is very, very limited in automotive industries. So we really have to define new strategies on how to do that. So we will present the Neosonic tool line in the workshop, and we will use it also for some sound generation. And we are really looking forward to that workshop, because this field is really new and it needs inspiration from all corners and from all people. So everybody who is interested in this field of sound design for automotive industries is welcome in that workshop. And we hope to make a very vivid workshop with also some sound experience. And I'm really looking forward to meet you in Hamburg. Bye.